He has been so good. Amen. Yes. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our spirit and truth worship service. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the Holy Ghost and truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. You cannot have one without the other. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God. We must walk in this truth if the spirit of truth is in you. Praise God. You ought to embrace and covet truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. I am excited about the Christ today. I am excited, hallelujah, about the plans of God, the will of God. Hallelujah. Not just on my life, but in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, there's a praise upon my lips today because I'm grateful. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for the gift of God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. The only begotten Son. Hallelujah. The King of kings in me, praise God, is the King of kings and his kingdom that is in you. Praise God. Hallelujah, beloved. As I said, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We are located at 830 Pepperidge Road in Westbury, New York, 11590. Praise God. But we are still having services via conference call Sanctuary. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining us today. Amen. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. For those of you, amen, that would like to partner with us, amen, praise God, you can do so via the website or through the cash app at $CSVC12. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I released the line this morning, amen, to Minister Ardeen Allen that she may open us up in prayer. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we bless your name this morning, dear Lord God. We ask that you just have your complete way, dear Lord God. God, you get all the glory, dear Lord God. Bless the speaker for the hour, dear Lord God. Let there be a word to come forth, dear Lord God. A mighty word, Lord God, that's coming straight from you, dear Lord God. And Father God, open up the tent doors of our hearts on this morning, Lord God, that we can be receptive, Lord God, of what's been coming to us there, Lord God. The manifest soul there, Lord God. Oh, God, just have your way in us there, Lord Jesus. Have your complete way,
Hallelujah,
Lord God. Oh,
Jesus.
Yes, God, we thank you on, Lord God, because it's you that woke us up this morning there, Lord God. And because you woke us up, we are alive and well there, Lord God. We will open up our mouths, Lord God. We will tell you thank you, Lord God. We will give you hallelujah, which is the highest praise, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, do it for us there, Lord God, as you promised, Lord God, that you are doing a new thing in this season, Lord God, and shall we not know, Lord God, you make a way for us in the wilderness there, Lord Jesus, and you give us water that we would thirst no more there, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord God, as we call unto you, Lord God. You say you will answer, dear Lord God. Oh, yes, dear Lord Jesus. And you will show us things that we have never seen before, Lord God. So we are thanking you, Lord Jesus, as you remove the scales from our eyes, dear Lord God. Remove the veil from us, dear Lord God, as we can come to you, Lord God. Bow to your throne, dear Lord God. Lift up your name higher and higher, dear Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And God, we thank you for today, dear Lord God. Let someone say what's good for them to hear the word that is coming forth, dear Lord God. Word that was
hallelujah,
dear Lord God. Oh, yes, dear Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Yes. So have your complete way, Lord God, and it's your will be done, Lord God, as we put this service in your hand right now, dear Lord Jesus. Even as the praise team will come to sing, Lord God, songs of Zion unto you, Lord God.
Oh, glory, God.
Dear Lord God, we rebuke
hallelujah,
any form of hindrance, dear Lord God. We rebuke any form of distraction right now in the name of
Jesus.
Have your name, Lord God. Glory to you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus. Bless your name,
hallelujah,
Lord God.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, dear
hallelujah,
Lord God.
Jesus.
Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Today, oh, Lord God,
hallelujah,
a day set aside, Lord God, a worship day, dear Lord God. Oh, yes, dear Lord God, who give you an undivided attention, dear Lord God, that you may just have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. We might not be all together physical in the building, Lord God, but we are the church, dear Lord God, and we are to cry out unto you, dear Lord Jesus. dear Lord God. Even though it's a pandemic, dear Lord God, you're still blessing us, Lord God. You're still making a way for us.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Sabbath rest for the people of God. 10. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from it. Verse 11, let us therefore make every effort to enter into that rest so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. Verse 12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. My God, accountability unto God. Verse 14, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. Verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Verse 16, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Those of you that may be weak, hallelujah. The way the word of God went to the throne of grace today, hallelujah, you have access. Oh, glory, God. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, praise God. Wherever you may be weak, wherever you may be afflicted, woo, Jesus, wherever there may be an infirmity, whatever it is, hallelujah. If your faith be in Christ, you can enter into the rest of God, which is Christ, who is the Lord of the Sabbath. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We ought to be excited each and every time. There is nothing that we can be going through today, hallelujah, that God cannot handle and that the Christ did not bear. Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. When we hear the word of God today, let not our heart be hardened. Let not your heart be hardened to this word.
Yeah.
Have a heart to receive whatever God is saying, even if it is hard to receive. Even if it is hard to receive. Receive it anyway. Praise God. Receive it for purpose. Make a choice today to receive. Praise God. Hallelujah. We even have Apostle Evie Wright is coming forth to minister unto God and into our hearts in song. Praise God. The gospel through song, receive it today. Praise God. Apostle Evie Wright of Spices Ministry, we release the line to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. It ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. It ain't no harm to keep your mind stand on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Satan thought he had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Satan thought he had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Satan thought he had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. And I can call him up, call him up. Tell him what I want. Call him up.
Hallelujah.
Call him up. Tell him what I want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what I want. Jesus is on the main line now. Well, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want. On the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Call him up and tell him what you want. Hallelujah. They used to sing another song that said, I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't turn back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't turn back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't turn back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't turn back. No, 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 I won't turn back. On my knees I made a vow, and I won't turn back. On my knees I made a vow, and I won't turn back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He blessed me with. Hallelujah. He lets me rest in the meadow's grass, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, and he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe in his arms. And when the storms, the storms of life, are raging, and the billows, they are tossing, but I'm so glad that he shall hide me, and I'm so glad that he shall guide me when the storms of life were raging, and I have everything I need. He shall hide me. Oh, I'm safe in his arms. In his arms.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, oh, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God. Hallelujah for the song that came forth through the woman of Zion. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going straight into the message. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Reginald Manigault was supposed to be with us today. Hallelujah. But he took ill. Hallelujah. Where he said that he was vomiting all day yesterday and today, amen, and that he felt like he was under attack. We are interceding for the man of God. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. Hallelujah. God works in spirit and life. It is true. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I heard the woman of God say today, but God. Hallelujah. And I heard the psalmist say, I am saved. I am safe in his arms. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I heard the psalmist say, I made a vow to God. And then I am not turning back. Praise God. It's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and not keep it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the scriptures say. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved. Amen. This is our last men's service. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the theme today is the King of Kings in me. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And hallelujah. We've heard this word come forth in so many different ways. Amen. Pertaining to the King and his kingdom. Amen. The empowerment. Amen. The power of God, the treasure that you have in earthen vessels of clay. praise God, amen. But today, I want to speak to, amen, your weakness that you may be strengthened, amen, hallelujah. And so I first want to read the text, amen, from Galatians chapter 20, amen, excuse me, Galatians 2, amen, chapter, Galatians chapter 2, verses 20 through 21, amen, and the text read, amen, that I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live yet. Not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. And I want to read verse 21 because I believe that it's important in this text. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Amen. For if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And the word of God is blessed. Amen. And beloved, today, amen, I would like to speak to you, amen, amen, from a topic of grace and mercy of God. Amen. And from this text, amen, I have learned that Jesus Christ is the grace of God. Amen. Jesus Christ himself. Amen. He is the grace of God, amen. Yes. And the absence of him would be the absence of that grace, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. And so we either have Christ, amen, or we don't, praise God. I would also like for you to turn with me, amen, to the text, amen, 2 Corinthians 12:9, amen, because our subject is coming forth through this text, 2 Corinthians, amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 12, amen. And we can read from 1 to 9, amen. That's good. From 1 to 9, amen. I want us to turn with that to that in the word of God. Amen. Amen. And when you get it, just say amen, beloved, amen. Everyone have it. Amen. Amen. Minister Ardeen, I'm going to ask that you read it for me from 12 through 9. I want you to read.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through, I'm sorry, through what again?
Verses 1 through 9. Verses 1 through 9.
I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 9. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or not, or out of the body. I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he hear it of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, and it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Here ends the reading of God's word.
Amen, amen, beloved. And I want to bring your attention to verse 9 where it says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Praise God. And I want to take your attention also, amen, to verse 7 where it says, and lest I should be exalted above measure. Through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. I want to speak to your weakness today. I want to speak to your infirmity today. I want to speak to those things that you keep hidden, that you don't want no one to know about. Amen. Yes, Apostle Paul, called by God, sent by God, chosen by God. Amen. But he said there was sent unto him, this thing is on assignment, a thorn in his flesh. It says not what the thorn is. Praise God. Amen. It did not say whether it was an eye infection, whether it was a temptation, whether it was, amen, a family member. It did not say. But whatever it was a thorn in his flesh, the messenger of Satan. Amen. Praise God. And so the scriptures identify this very thing, whatever it was, to the Apostle Paul, that this way we cannot say that it does not apply to my situation. Amen? Praise God, beloved. You can apply this to your situation. Whatever is troubling you, whatever is on assignment, amen, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, it says, lest I should be exalted above measure. Amen? And so this text is telling us that the very thorn or the messenger of Satan that was on assignment was sent to keep Apostle Paul humble. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, to keep him praying. Praise God, to let him know that he still needs God. Amen. Even though God has given him grace and God is letting him know, I'm not removing this thorn. He said, because my grace to you is sufficient. My grace to you is sufficient. Amen. And I want to read John 1:14. Amen. John 1:14 says the word became flesh. The word is that which is the creator of all things, that which is God and that which was with God. Amen. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Christ. Amen. He was not just full of grace, but he was also full of truth. Praise God. Some of us, we want the grace, but we don't want the truth. Praise God. We want the grace. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God. But we don't want certain things looked at. We don't want to be corrected, but we want the grace of God. Praise God. And why would we want one without the other? Praise God. I want to speak to you about grace. Amen. Grace is defined biblically as a concept of undeserved kindness. It is going out of your way to bestow your compassion and love toward a person, even if they might not appreciate it or return the favor. At its fullest extent, it is choosing to act positively toward someone who might even hate you or have done wrong to you. My God, my God. Amen. This is the meaning of grace. Amen. Unmerited and unprecedented favor. You have done nothing for it. Samson had this type of favor. Samson had the grace of God upon his life. The minister of the grace of God is the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Spirit is an expression of God's grace, and the Holy Spirit's grace and the means by which he delivers it. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is an expression. It is the very Spirit of Christ. Amen. Praise God. It expresses the grace of God, and it delivers it or administers God's grace to you. Amen. Praise God. Acts 2:38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the way we are to obtain this grace is that our faith must be exclusively in Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. And then we will receive the gift of life. Amen. And we will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a gift of God, an added provision that he gives to you that does not just rest upon you, that dwells in you, the King of Kings in you. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. And we want to touch on today, amen, what is it for someone to give another person grace, to give someone something that they do not deserve, to give them kindness, to give them love, to extend mercy when they deserve vengeance and when they deserve punishment, praise God. Well, beloved, we are agents of Christ, praise God, and God gave us his spirit that we may administer to the world what they do not deserve. I'm going to tell you something today. This word was bittersweet to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going through something, and God saw fit to remove the speaker of today, that he may put me in his word, that he may bring resolve. And he told me, you are a minister of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. And then I put my spirit in you, that is the grace of God in you, that you can minister what I gave you, praise God. And I speak this to you today. This is why Apostle Paul boasted in his weakness. Wherever you was weak, you are weak. You don't have to be ashamed. Hallelujah, because there is a remedy for that, that if you humble yourself, amen, because grace is given to the humble, not the proud, that if you have to humble yourself, praise God, whatever your lack is, amen, whatever works of the flesh that may be working in you, the reason why the grace of God has not yet delivered you, because the only way that we can choose wrath, and the only way that we can choose Christ, and the only way that we can walk in truth, hallelujah, is that this grace, oh, the gift of God, that is ministered by way of his spirit, praise God, that he must grace us. Apostle Paul said, not I that work, but the grace of God that works through me. How are we going to overcome the things of the world? Christ has overcome those things for us. How can we stay steadfast in what he has overcome for us? By his grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. But in order to get the grace, we must get humble. Amen. We must cry out like Samson did, but not just in our time when we see no other choice, all the time, praise God. We want to know that this grace makes the impossible possible. Praise God. This grace will help a marriage that is failing to prosper. This grace will do that. This grace, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, will give you favor with man, with banks and business. This grace will do this for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm speaking about the grace of God. Hallelujah. The King of Kings and his kingdom in you came with a provision of grace and truth. Praise God. He pitched his tent amongst you that you can behold his glory. Amen. Amen. His glory full of grace and truth. Praise God. Right. Hallelujah, beloved. I pray that you are being encouraged today. There is nothing that you could be going through that God cannot deliver you from, but you first must get humble. Amen. You first must understand that you are in need, constant need, not just that saving grace. Amen. You're in constant need of grace. You need that keeping grace. That grace is that's going to keep you walking and talking right and living right. Amen. Your conversation, your behavior, praise God, that grace, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. This is what we need, praise God. And God is telling you all of the provision that is in you, whether you be the he-man or the she-man. Why? Because he gives the grace at the measure that he sees fit, praise God. But you can grow in grace, praise God. All you have to do is give yourself over to God, the word, the Holy Spirit. Follow his leading. Humble yourself, praise God. Amen. This word of humility is important. Praise God, amen, because I know that we as the body of Christ, hallelujah, we can be weak. I said we. I said me. I said you. Praise God, yes, he's talking to you. Amen, yes, he's talking to me. Amen, from the pulpit to the door, no one is exempt. Hallelujah, the word speaks to all of us. Amen, the very apostle Paul said that there was an agent from Satan on a assignment, and God said that I will not remove it, that my grace upon you is sufficient, and that this assignment, even though it was meant for bad, I'm going to turn it around and make it work for your good. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Beloved, do you believe it? Praise God. All you need is the unpresidential favor of God. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. In his spirit that he gave unto you as a gift. Amen. He did not leave you comforted. He's comfortless. He gave you the administrator of grace. Praise God. Living on the inside of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, we don't want to be strong physically, but we spiritually. Hallelujah. We want to hold ourselves that we can be strengthened in wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Knowing what to do, when to do it, amen. Even when we want to go buck wild, praise God, that we can hold our peace and this is what is right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is to encourage you. Hallelujah. Because it's like when we're the strong man, we feel invincible and that we can do anything. Like Samson knew that he can do anything, the gifts of God upon him. But what about in those weak moments? Oh, praise God. What about in those moments when you're sick? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. I remember working Department of Corrections, and I had a sore throat, amen, laryngitis. And, you know, you need to be vocal because you got to be able to give honest to these men. Praise God. You got to tell them, sit on your bed, line up. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I went in, hallelujah, with laryngitis. I was weak, and my body had fever. My God. Hallelujah. And when we're like that, that is when God sustains us. My God. God kept them quiet and kept, hallelujah. And I was able to speak to them with my hands, and they were suspect. They were suspect. They was subjected to that. Amen. Praise God. That day they did not give me a hard time. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's the grace of God. That's the grace of God. Not just working in me, but working in every situation. Working with everything that contends with me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And so, beloved, be encouraged. How can we? Hallelujah. My God, how can the impossible be made possible? Only by his grace. Apostle Paul knew the best to say, Apostle even read things by the grace of God. We thank God for her healing. Oh, hallelujah. Not one time did she call. Not one time did she stop. The grace of God is sufficient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
there was something that came. Hallelujah. She ministered, but not today. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory, God. The grace of God is sufficient. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you may be going through, wherever your weakness is, whatever that may be troubling you, look to God's grace. Look to the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, the minutes is great. Stir up the gift on the inside, beloved. Praise God that you may get your provision. Hallelujah. You have unlimited access. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Titus 3:4-7 says, but after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness, so not by the works of man righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy. Amen. God is a giver of grace and mercy when he gave Christ. It was not because we were deserving. He did not choose us because we were deserving. We were weak. Hallelujah. We were enemies of God. There was enmity between us and him, but he desired to reconcile us back to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that is the gift of God. Hallelujah. And so much is required. It is required of you to give out the grace that you have received. Hallelujah. It is divine. That you have desired it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. This word today was bittersweet. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I can give you Jesus all day long. Hallelujah. I can minister this love to you all day long. Hallelujah. His grace, we can walk it out. We can forgive the unforgivable. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name, but God, your heart, beloved. Hallelujah. Just because you forgive, and just because you are ministering grace, you still have to guard your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. It says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but amen, hallelujah, according to his mercy, he saved us. By the washing of regeneration. Amen. That heart ought to be regenerated. That heart ought to be changed. The mind ought to be transformed. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. You should not be giving the members of your body over to sin because you have the unmerited favor of God in you. You ought to work like your Savior. Talk like your Savior. Live a life like you are his favor, hallelujah. Amen. This is why in the Bible they say, if I have found favor in your sight, nothing that I have done to obtain this favor, but just because you chose to give it to me, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's why he just says, favor is not fair, hallelujah, because you denied it. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Nothing that you have done, nothing that you are, but just because he loved you.
Thank
you. Just because he loved you. Hallelujah. Just because the love of God, the love of God. Hallelujah. May God grace us to be ministering agents of Christ. Hallelujah. That we too can give what he has given unto us. To a sin-sick dying world, to those that have wronged us, may we not take vengeance into our own hands.
Yes.
That don't mean that you don't guard your heart, beloved. Praise God. Amen. That doesn't mean that you extend mercy. That don't mean you be a fool and set yourself up to be trampled on again.
Amen.
My God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because that type of love brings about change. That type of love, when you extend love. I remember when God first gave me his love, I knew not a love like that. Oh, my God. He was teaching me something. As he's teaching me today, I called you to be a minister of grace. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we are justified now by grace, amen, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternity. eternal life. Praise God. We are going to be teaching on the grace of God. Amen. Because Jesus is the grace of God. And we're going to be able to give you scriptures throughout July. Amen. That you can grow in grace. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. That you can develop in this attribute, oh God, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he given us. Amen. God abide with you by the Spirit of grace that came in his kingdom. The Spirit of Jesus Christ, this is how he abides with us. Praise God. In your vessel of clay. But it says here, and he that keepeth his commandments. Praise God. This thing is conditional. Amen. You have to obey God. Oh, you got to walk this word out. You can't just preach it and teach it. You got to live it. Somebody got to be able to see it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. The grace of God, beloved.
Yes.
This is what God has administered unto us, and we too have a joint co-heirs with Christ in this ministry, in this work. He has given us the Spirit of grace,
yes,
that we can minister grace to those, yes, that are weak, to those that are in need. Amen?
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus. Are you in need? Because if you be in need, God has a provision for you. Amen. Not I that work. Amen. But the grace of God that works through me. Praise God. It is his grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we ought to rejoice. This word was bittersweet because God was instructing me. And I say bittersweet because it could be bitter, but I'm going to receive it anyway. Because that's how I am. I am with Jesus. Amen. It can be hard to receive at times, but beloved, I'm going to receive it anyway because I know that it's for my good. It may not have tasted good. Yeah. It may have smacked me in my face this morning. It may have cut me deep, and I'm bleeding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. But I thank God, hallelujah, for the pruning. I thank him, hallelujah, for what it is that he has done. So I want to give you 9 ways that you can show grace to others. 9 ways, beloved. Amen. You can be kind and gentle in what you say and how you say it. Amen. Sometimes people say it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. But I have found out when a person don't want to hear it, it don't matter how you say it. Amen. They just don't want to hear it. But the Bible tells us, amen, that a soft answer turns away wrath. But a harsh word stirs up anger. So what are you trying to do when you're ministering grace? Are you trying to turn away wrath? This is Proverbs 15:1. Praise God. Amen. Simple, everyday kindness and actions often help in great ways. Amen. This is all we have to do. Simple things. Amen. It is the small foxes, amen, that destroy the vine. We don't want to we don't want to become agents of Satan doing Satan work. Amen. We are agents of Christ. Praise God. And so we want to be worthy of the vocation that he has called us to. Amen. As ministers of the gospel, those of you in the pew, because he has given you the great commission, you are a minister of the gospel, amen, to be able to proclaim the gospel of truth. No one has to give you an ordination paper to say that you are a minister. Christ ordained the believers. Amen. This is a Christ-given ordination, amen, by the word of God through Christ himself. Amen. His spirit in you ministers that grace. Praise God. But this is why you got to grow in grace. This is why your mind must be transformed. This is why, beloved, and you can't do wrong and expect for people, amen, to want to be bothered with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God may give you grace, but if I did not grow to that place for you to get the grace, you ain't get my ass. need. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm on a journey. Hallelujah. Praise God. Will you journey with me? Praise God. Let us grow in grace and grow in mercy and learn how to minister it, to give it. And you can't give what you don't have. I should have said, you can't give what you ain't got. I like it just like that. Mm-hmm. Ain't got to be proper. You can't give what you ain't got. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Romans 12:10. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. Don't just be giving away honor. Give honor to whom honor is due. You see that? You see how the Bible says that? How it further directs you and instructs you. If you want to do honor, you'll get honor. You can't demand honor. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have to learn how to let it go. Letting it go is one of the easiest ways to extend grace to others. Forgiveness, just letting it go. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, beloved, when you let it go, you don't want it to happen over and over and over again to you. Amen? That's when you got to begin to set boundaries. Hallelujah. My God, I done let this thing go 7 times 70. Praise God. Respond to others with grace. Sometimes people are going to be rude instead of responding harshly. Keep calm spirit. We need the grace of God to do that. Praise God.
Yes.
It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. Proverbs 12:3, we don't want to walk in the path of a fool in quarrel. Sometimes you have to remove yourself. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes your presence is all that's needed to show someone that they're loved. Be happy with the person who's happy. Be sad with the person who's sad. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Romans 12:15. These are ways that we can administer grace. Another way is to forgive. When someone asks you to forgive, do so graciously without correction. Oh, my God, Lord, you're speaking to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Do so graciously without correction. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Learn to ask for forgiveness. Amen? If you are a trespasser, learn to ask for forgiveness. Amen. Don't be proud in it. Amen. Don't be wrong and strong. Some of us are wrong and strong. A little proud. The pride of life, the lust of the eye. The Bible says pride comes before the fall. Be quick to apologize when you make a mistake or have wronged someone else. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and then remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Matthew 5:23-24. These are great principles on how we can minister grace. Amen. It did not say that you know that you have done something wrong to the brother. It says if someone has ought with you, you didn't have to do anything wrong for this ought to come about. But God said, reconcile yourself. Why? Because we have a ministry of reconciliation, because that is the ministry of Jesus the Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. This is a bittersweet word for me today. Watch the way you speak. Be careful how you express yourself. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Ephesians 4:29. Another way that you and I can administer grace, we are all subject to the word of God, is gratitude. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people are just privileged, amen, and they believe that what you have is theirs and that you're supposed to give it unto them. Praise God. Just as God giveth to whom he chooses that which he has given me steward over. Oh, praise God. God takes, listen, what did he do? He took back his talent from the one that buried it in the ground that brought forth no fruit. Listen, I don't sow and I don't plant in water for no reason. We have no harvest. Hallelujah. Even God said if a tree bears no fruit, he said, cut it down. Praise God. Here it is, a fire. Praise God. My labor and my work shall not be in vain. Praise God. You have to know how to move on and when to move on, beloved.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. If the ground is bringing up thorns and thistles, if you're digging wells like Isaac, if the enemy is coming and filling your wells, you have to know when it's time to move on until God makes room for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, it's tight, but it's right, and ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen?
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Beloved, so we have to show gratitude. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. And another thing is that we have to, amen, it says, get thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen? Give thanks in all things. Amen. I know Apostle Paul, amen, he said that he did what? He boasted in his weakness. He gave God thanks, for he knew the grace of God living on the inside. God said his grace was sufficient. When God said to him that his grace was sufficient, God put grace on assignment.
Yes.
Oh, glory. Grace is on assignment in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, praise God. To help you, to deliver you, to strengthen you, praise God. Hallelujah. Tap into God's provision for you. Take an interest in others. Learn about other people. Ask them questions. Listen and care. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility. Count others more significant than yourself. Philippians 2, mm-hmm. beloved. And this is how those of us who call ourselves ministers, amen, minister what God has given unto us. Saving grace, living grace, forgiving grace is all on the inside. Hallelujah. Grace for gratitude. Praise God. Whatever you lack, just tap in and receive. Hallelujah. Even where you are now, just thank God, just thank him, just thank him, just thank him, and watch him turn the situation. Watch him make a way out of no way. Watch him be buried in good to you today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Call up in the Spirit.
Yes.
Oh, Shabbat, bittersweet. but yet I eat. Karangoho Sunday, yet I believe. Oh God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Just drink it in. Just drink it. Who Kuriandobo Sunday? Who glory God, those that don't deserve it. Hey, Kebe, Sekerebo Sunday. Who don't let your world run dry? Sekerebo Sunday. Oh, glory God, hallelujah. May your back be full and overflowing. May your wellspring bubble up on the inside. Hallelujah, refreshing and restoring you on this day. Hallelujah. It is the blessing of the Lord unto your soul. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Spring up, oh well. Hallelujah. Spring up in me and fill me of my infirmity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, the wellspring of grace. Hallelujah. Receive it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Praise God, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if there be one today that desire, amen, to sow into your provision, amen, hallelujah, not a debt that I owe, but a seed that I sow. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's times when God moved me and I like to sow into things. Amen. Those of you that like to give up your tithes and your offering. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want to instruct you. You can do it through the church website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. There is a donate. Amen. Page there, amen, or through the Cash App CSDC, $CSDC12, through the Cash App, amen, praise God. Let us give unto God what he deserves. Hallelujah. Let us give unto God what God deserves. Let us give him our praises. Let us give him of our surplus, of our increase. Amen. Let us give out of our lack unto God. Let us give our tithes and our offering. Let us give God all that he deserves. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. For those of you that desire to give, and those of you that are giving, even as I speak, we just want to bless it. Eternal Father, we give unto you, amen, as an offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Tithing. Amen. Hallelujah. Offering and seeding as you have moved upon the hearts of your people this day. Praise God. That there shall be meat in your house. Praise God. Hallelujah. That this is not about fellowshipping in a building, but this is spirit and truth. Our access to you. You being with us and dwelling with us always, obeying your commandments. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We ask that you bless the giver. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Multiply their seed-giving power. For you give seed to the sower. Multiply. 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 Hallelujah. Yes. Increase. Increase. An anointing of increase. Let it rest upon them now, Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Bless those that wanted to give and have not, oh God. Bless their heart. Bless their want. Give seed to the want, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. We give it unto you that you may instruct us on what to do with it, that you may bless it even as and multiply it even as we, hallelujah, break it and spend it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give us enough that we will have to give to those that are in need. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you praise and we give you honor this day. In Jesus' name, praise God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Prophetess Kavanaugh, are you on the line today? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I ask that you do the altar call, if you will. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is anyone at this present time, hallelujah, that does not know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we call for you now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even if you know him and you know that your life is not been lined up based on the word of God, come today. Hallelujah. He's willing to accept you back. Hallelujah. He won't bring back up anything that you've done. Just come today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just want to make sure if he calls for us that we are in the right place. Hallelujah.
Yes,
to receive him. So as we go before the Lord, O most heavenly gracious Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for forgiving us of our sins, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you that we won't have to continue to walk back in that path of unholiness and unrighteousness, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing those that have given their lives to you today. Lord God, we thank you in it. We thank you for those souls, Lord. And we thank you that you will fill them with your spirit, that they will be kept during this time. Now, Lord God, the ones that have been struggling, Lord God, that they think that no one sees, Lord God, you see them. We thank you right now for doing it for your glory. It is because of the name of Jesus that you are saved, set free, and delivered today. Hallelujah. And you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you have believed and received, and if you have spoken, amen, you are no longer sin, a man, woman, boy, or girl, but you are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And we are Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We extend ourselves unto you. Every sheep need a shepherd where you can learn how to live this new life in Christ. Amen. And come that you may be baptized in Jesus' name, submerged in water, and that you may receive the baptism of Jesus Christ, which is Holy Ghost and fire, beloved. Amen. Amen. And you can read John, the book of John. Amen. The Gospel of John. Praise God. Amen. And it will help to further instruct you in John 14. Amen. And 16 and Acts 2 will instruct you concerning the Holy Ghost and fire baptism. Amen. To help you within this Christian journey. Praise God. Hallelujah. We pray that you all were richly blessed. Amen. Amen. God's provision today that have come forth in the word of God. As I said, it was bittersweet to me, a hard thing to eat, but yet I ate it. Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I pray that you all do the same. I just want to remind you that this July, amen, is our fellowship. CFBC Kingdom Allegiance Fellowship with Kingdom Living Fellowship under Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh and Spices Ministry, amen, under Apostle Evie Wright, amen, and also, amen, the 50 pastors that we oversee in India, amen, Pastor David Raju, praise God, amen, where we will be coming together in, if I'm not mistaken, the concert, which will be taking place, amen, on July 25th, amen, that is headed by Apostle Evie Wright, amen, and Minister Sylvia Ben of Lagos, Nigeria, amen, will take place July, amen. I just want to give you these announcements really quick, July 25th, amen, and we had already released to you the times because I do not have it before me, but that is going to start off our fellowship. Monday will be a rest day, but one of the leaders of Kingdom Living Fellowship will be going forth that Tuesday after the 25th, that Wednesday, that Thursday, that Friday, that Saturday, all the way up to that Sunday. So we will start off on Sunday, amen, after the concert. The concert, amen, what God does through that concert is starting off our fellowship, amen. And so that will be on Zoom. For those of you that do not have Zoom accounts, you have until from now until the 25th to figure out Zoom. Invite your family members, your friends. We believe, God, that we're going to have a high time in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. As we come together as the body of Christ in unity, praise God, hallelujah, not just with each other, but with the Spirit of God, amen, in the way of Christ, Jesus the Christ, praise God, hallelujah. And you ought to be excited because we are excited, praise God. We should get the flyers done shortly, amen, amen. And so we are going to continue in our weekly services. Remember, amen, hallelujah, Monday night prayer with the Apostle Evie Wright, and we're fasting at 8 p.m. is that prayer 605-313-5111, access code 151647, pound. Beloved, beloved, if you're not in it, you can't win it. I believe that you got to show up. Don't send in your prayer request. Don't say, just pray for me. You have to show up, and you got to be present, amen. And those of you that desire to help the woman of God pray, reach out to her. Praise God. She would like to include you. Praise God that you can develop in prayer. Minister Ardeen, if you're free that day, amen, we want you to join the apostle, amen, because I know that you have a praying spirit. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. The apostle, amen, wants those that love to pray to join in. Give her voice a rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let her pick up the rear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to preserve that anointing on her life. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Y'all can too grow up under that anointing. Praise God. Amen. Because that's an old oil, my God. Hallelujah. I love that oil. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday morning. Hey, praise God. Hallelujah. You can learn some things, amen. And then Tuesday morning at 5 a.m., amen, hallelujah. Listen, you cannot get the dew of heaven. If there's a drought in the land and if you rise early for the dew, you will be watered. Hallelujah, my God. The Bible says in Genesis that the trees grew from the plants came forth from the dew. The ground has not yet been watered. So if you rise early to receive from God, amen, you can receive that dew, praise God. And you can't get the dew showing up late, praise God, and then you can command your whole day, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. So join the woman of God at 5 a.m. prayer and join Kingdom Living Fellowship, for they have prayer, amen, I believe it's 7 days a week, 5 a.m., amen, hallelujah. So join Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh, amen. And before we leave the line, she's going to give you, amen, that information again concerning her dial-in number and the access code. Write it down that you can have it. Grab your pen and your paper now, that when she comes, you are equipped and ready, amen, that you can be empowered in prayer. Praise God, amen. You cannot say if you are fellowshipping with CSCC, KLM, and Spices that you're not being fed or that you're not getting enough. And if there's no transformation, why is that? Come on now, beloved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word of God is rich. Hallelujah. With spiritual blessings and resources. Praise God. All you have to do is believe it and receive it. Hallelujah. Believe it and receive it. Praise God. Bible study Wednesday night. Amen. Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Amen. Dear conference call. Join us. We're going to be teaching on grace. Join us that you may know your provision, that you may know the mind of God. Praise God. Join us. Praise God. Amen. And also, again, amen, the Sunday school, for those of you that don't have books and desire books, we have extra books. We want to equip you that you can have a study throughout the week, that you can come to the Sunday school service with some knowledge of the lesson. Do your part. Study the word to show yourself approved, not unto man, but unto God. There is a higher standard. A workman not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Amen. Amen. Listen, that is your charge. Praise God. So if you desire one, reach out to me, Apostle Evie Wright, or Prophetess Kavanaugh, amen, and we will send you, amen, a book. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And also, Spirit and Truth Worship Service, amen, beloved. Amen. Bishop and I, time with you, and KLM, Apostle Evie Wright, and Prophetess Kavanaugh, time with you is the time and the schedule that they have set that you can be fed. Amen. Praise God. Because we need our private time with our family and with God as well. And so you have to show up. Amen. So that this way you don't have to call all throughout the week because you missed it. And then most of these services are on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Amen. That you can be further blessed and enriched. that you can know what is being released. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's nothing like being in the midst of the glory, catching it first when it's coming hot off the press. Praise God. See, I don't like it second. I like it first. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I like to get it first. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, you can subscribe to the website as well, www.cornerstonedeliveringchurch.com. Amen. And Apostle Evie Wright is going to come on to give you her website and her information. Amen. And so will Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh. And so I first released the line to Kingdom Living Fellowship, and then she's going to release the line to Apostle Evie Wright. And Apostle Evie Wright will serenade us, and then she will send us home in a prayer. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to invite everyone that we have daily prayer every morning at 5 a.m. It's Prayers That Prevail. Our dial-in number is 605-313-5451. And the access code is 754-569. Or you can go to the website, www.itsallaboutthekingdom.com. And
amen.
Any of the services that you miss with Spices, Kingdom Living, our Cornerstone, they're all listed on the website. Just go on the website, as well as there is a daily devotion every day that feeds the soul, your daily soul food at www.itsallaboutthekingdom.com. I release the line to Apostle.
Apostle Evie Ryan. Praise God. I'm not sure if Apostle Evie Wright is still on. Amen. Put some oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Put some oil in my lamp, I pray. Put some oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning to the break of day. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, we give you glory. We thank you for the word that is full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. We thank you for your kingdom provision this day, oh God. Hallelujah. We believe and we receive, oh God. Hallelujah. Even as we leave this gathering, oh God. Hallelujah. But now from your presence, hallelujah, we go rejoicing. Hallelujah. We go praising. Hallelujah. We go lifting you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, you are officially dismissed. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Go rejoicing. Amen. Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love. Agape love. Agape love.